Reboot your credit card with Apple Card, the only credit card designed for iPhone. It gives you up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase. Plus, Apple Card has no fees, not even hidden ones. Apply for Apple Card now in the Wallet app on iPhone. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Variable APRs for Apple Card range from 19.24% to 29.49% based on creditworthiness. Rates as of February 1st, 2024, terms and more at applecard.com.
When I found out I was going to be a parent, I immediately felt a lot of anxiety and worry. So I went on to BetterHelp to try to look for a therapist to help me with that.
My relationship with my family and with my boyfriend and with myself were suffering. I really needed help.
I was ruminating a lot. Really getting those thoughts out to a therapist and getting feedback was just life-changing.
If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hey, welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that gives you lessons you need. What a concept! With our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today's episode is called No is a Complete Sentence. And today you're going to learn exactly why it's so important for you to say no sometimes, and sometimes more often than not, and how to say no to somebody because you just have too much on your plate, or maybe it's just not a priority for you right now. Saying yes to everything is a mistake a lot of young entrepreneurs do because they feel like they have to take hold or take advantage of every opportunity. But whenever you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. You only have a limited amount of time, so you need to make sure you're saying no to the things that are just not a priority. There's so much to cover, so let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. We all need a great website, and we need a solution to host it properly. And HostGator is an all-in-one solution for you. With their 24/7 live support via chat, phone, and email, with their one-click WordPress installs and easy-to-use website builder, along with the design services and marketing services, you can't go wrong. We use HostGator for our websites, and now you can too, especially now that HostGator is giving all the $100 MBA listeners an amazing discount, 30% off. All you got to do is visit HostGator.com/MBA30. That's HostGator.com/MBA30. In business, in life, you have to learn to say no. You can't say yes to everything. You're just not able to do everything. You have a limited amount of time in your day, in your lifetime. And you need to dedicate your time to the things that are most important to your business and yourself and your family as well. You are obligated in a lot of different ways. But often we stretch ourselves way too thin by saying yes to every single opportunity or every single thing that somebody requests from us. Whether that's help with a phone call or a coaching call or maybe even being interviewed for something. Sometimes these things are important, sometimes they're not. And sometimes you're just going to have to say no. But before I get into some simple ways to say no, I want to get into the reasons why we find it hard to say no. It's really important for us to identify the problem. Why do we have difficulty saying no? So here are some of the reasons why. Number one, and this is the most common one, and it's very easy to understand why. And number one is you want to help. You're a kind soul. You're a nice person. You don't want to turn the person away. You want to help them where you're able to, even if it may eat up all your time. You're just trying to help, and that's a great thing. That's a good asset, but you can't help everybody. What's another reason why we find it hard to say no? We're afraid of being rude. I'm like a lot of people out there that was brought up with the notion of saying no to somebody may seem rude, especially if they're senior to me, they're older. This is a very common way of thinking in a lot of traditional cultures. You know, my parents are Egyptian, and Egypt is a very rich culture, and this is something that you were just brought up. It's just rude to say no to people, and sometimes we mix that with everybody that's on earth. You don't want to lose face, and you don't want to be rude, so often we'll just say yes to everything because we want to be polite. The third reason why we find it hard to say no is because we want to be agreeable. We don't want to alienate ourselves from the group, so we confirm with others' requests. We want to be part of the club, the team. I'm one of you guys. so we just say yes to every request. The fourth reason why we find it hard to say no is fear of conflict. You're afraid the person might be angry if you reject him or her. This might lead to an ugly confrontation. And even if there isn't an ugly conversation, there might be dissent created, which might lead to negative consequences in the future. So fear of conflict is a huge one. The fifth reason why we find it hard to say no is fear of lost opportunities. This is one of the things I struggled with. Perhaps you're worried saying no means closing doors. For example, a few years ago, a client of mine approached me with a project with a budget that was far below something that I can accept. It wasn't a good exchange for my time. It would take me a lot of time to do this project, and their budget was way too low. It just wasn't fair on my end. But I didn't want to give up this opportunity. I was afraid maybe later on they'll have more business for me. By me saying no, I would be closing that door. I want to give you one more reason why we have difficulty saying no sometimes. And one is that we don't want to burn bridges, and that has to do with lost opportunities. Some people take no as a sign of rejection. It might lead to the bridge being burned and the relationship never kind of coming back together again and being severed. So if any of these have resonated with you, if any of these reasons why you have a hard time saying no have resonated with you, listen up, because we're going to get into how to say no, some creative ways to say no to things, because again, you have limited time. You can't say yes to everything. So if you're not sure how to do this, I'm going to break it down for you. These are seven ways to help you say no. And you can use any of these methods. Some of these methods will meet your needs in certain situations and some not. So you could pick and choose. And think of these as quotes. Number one, I can't commit to this as I have other priorities at the moment. If you're too busy to engage with a request or an offer, this is very applicable. This lets the person know that your plate is full at the moment, that you can't commit to it, that you can't give your full attention to it. You would be doing them a disservice if you committed to this and said yes. If it makes it easier, you can also share what you're working on so the person can understand better. But you don't have to. This is where the no is a complete sentence comes into play. You don't have to explain yourself. You could just say, I'm sorry, I can't do it. No, I can't do it. I'm sorry. I have other priorities at the moment. My plate is full. And you don't have to go into detail if you don't want to. That's the whole point. You have other things to do. Number two, or the second way you can say no. Now is not a good time. I'm in the middle of something. How about we reconnect at X time? So for example, I'm looking at my calendar. I don't have time to get on a call and discuss maybe if we can do some coaching in a long-term fashion. I got a lot of people that email me and say, hey, I would love for your advice. I would love for a consulting session, so maybe you can help me out with something long-term. And I say, yeah, usually I hop on a call for 15 minutes. But if I look at my schedule and I just don't have the time to plug that in because I have other things, I'll say, listen, I can't do anything this month. If you really would like to work with me and want to have this consulting session, I can do it this time, maybe next month or the month after that. And again, you don't have to explain yourself. You don't have to say, you know, I got all this other stuff going on. I'm traveling. You don't have to explain yourself. I just can't do it now. How about this time? And that way you're offering a solution. The third way to say no, I'd love to do this, but. I often use this in a gentle way to bring up this idea of no into the conversation. Like, this is not going to happen. It's encouraging as it lets people know that you like the idea and you like them as a person, but you just can't do it. So I'd love to do this, but unfortunately, my plate is full. I'd love to do this, but right now I have other obligations. I'd love to do this, but you just call me at a wrong time. I am so busy with the launch of a product, or right now I'm just fully booked. You get the point. Number four is good if you don't want to have that immediate confrontation and you just want to double check it's a no. You want to double check that this is just not a priority for you right now. And that's saying, let me think about it first and I'll get back to you. This doesn't commit you to anything. This is like a maybe rather than a straight no. If you're interested, but you don't want to say yes just yet, you want to check your calendar, you want to check your obligations, see if you have the bandwidth, see if you have the energy, you know, the mind capacity. Sometimes our mind is just fried. We can't take on anything else. You want to just say, listen, I got to think about it first. I got to check my calendar. I got to check my obligations. I'll get back to you. And you can even tell them I'll get back to you by next week or by tomorrow or whatever a timeline if you want to be that kind of respectful. Give a specific date to be respectful to the person. Guys, I got three more ways for you to say no. But before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, HostGator.com. Guys, HostGator is the all-in-one solution that we use here at the $100 MBA. It's the easiest way to host your website. Not only does HostGator have domain name services, meaning you can register your domain name with them, they have design services, they have marketing services, they have one-click WordPress installs, And best of all, I love their 24/7 live support via chat, phone, or email. So if you have any questions about your website, if you want to improve things, change things, do things, and you have questions, you can just get on a chat or you can get on the phone or even via email, no matter what time of day it is. There are so many times where I got on support with HostGator because I wanted to change something or I didn't know how to do something, and they helped me out quickly and efficiently. Not only are they an awesome service, but they're giving us an awesome deal. Everybody who is a listener to the $100 MBA show gets a special 30% discount with HostGator. All you got to do is visit HostGator.com/MBA30. That's HostGator.com/MBA30. All right, guys, we got three more ways to say no, and now they're going to get a little bit more direct. Number five, this doesn't meet my needs right now, but I'll be sure to keep you in mind. This clearly states that my needs are important too. I have priorities. This doesn't fit with my business right now. This doesn't fit with my priorities right now. But I'll keep you in mind in the future. Maybe it will change. Maybe my priorities will change and maybe I will need you in the future. But this clearly says, listen, this is not a good fit for me right now. Thanks, but no thanks. All right, the sixth way to say no. I'm not the best person to help on this. Why don't you try X? Why don't you try this person? If you're being asked for help in something which you can't contribute much, or maybe you don't really feel comfortable with, or you're still growing in that area, let it be known and let them know they're looking at the wrong person. The only people that have problems with this are insecure people. Don't worry about it. You can't be an expert at everything. If possible, refer them to somebody that can help. If you can't refer them to somebody that can help, don't worry about it. Just tell them, I'm not the best person to help you with this. Really sorry I can't help. Have a great one. All right. And the last way, the seventh way that you can say no is simply no. You could just say no. Now, maybe it sounds rude to say no and just hit send on the email. No, the simplest and most direct way to say no. You could just simply say, no, I can't. Sometimes we build up too many barriers in our mind by saying no. By saying, no, I can't, you're just clearly saying, no, I just can't do it. Now, there could be various reasons, but it's not your obligation to explain yourself. You don't have to. You're not obligated to help anybody. It's good to help people, and it's good to be supportive, and it's good to do these things. But again, you can't do this for every single person. Now, I'm not telling you to say no to everybody and never help everybody. No, quite the opposite. I want you to help people, but you just can't help everybody. So sometimes you just have to say, no, I can't. I'm really sorry. I can't do it. I would love to, but I can't. All of these work. We all have to learn to say no to requests that just don't meet our needs. And once you do that, you'll find it's actually easy. You'll have more time for yourself. You have more time for your work, for your business, for your family. And most important, you. You need time for yourself to think, to grow, to develop. I know I do. And I know I'm happy I'm starting to say no. Guys, I hope that helped. And I hope this lesson was useful. If you love today's lesson, I would love to hear about it. What's your favorite takeaway? Drop us an iTunes rating and review. If you're on your iPhone, it's simple. Just click on the cover art and you'll see a link that says, give us a rating and review. Click on that link and the rest is super easy. If you want to give us an iTunes rating and review on your computer, just visit 100mba.net/show. And remember, everybody who gives us a rating and review enters our weekly draw to win a free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. Every Friday, we announce a new Free Ride Friday winner. The winner gets lifetime access to the $100 MBA. Just our way to say thank you for all the wonderful ratings and reviews. Guys, I want to leave you with this. This was a tough lesson for me to teach because I am a huge, huge proponent of trying to give as much as possible to serve your audience and to be generous. But in order for you to be able to keep being generous, you also have to serve yourself. You have to make sure that you're giving yourself time and the people around you, like your family and friends, so you can be a functional human being. We can't be a complete martyr. Because the martyr dies, right? The martyr dies at the end. You can't do that. In order for you to keep giving, you have to also make sure that you have time for yourself. In order to do that, you have to say no. Not always, but a lot of times you're going to have to do it when it's uncomfortable. I hope I helped today, and I hope to see you in tomorrow's episode. I can't wait to see you then, guys. Take care.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.